South Shore's Morning News rolls on. I'm Rob Hackala, along with Beth Foster. Every week at this time, it's our Tech Talk segment with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham.
Hi, David.
Good morning, Beth. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right, here we are. Another week, another topic, and a new twist on a website-based attack. These are website-based attacks that David says some folks are going to fall for. Uh-oh.
Yeah, that's the problem. These hackers are getting more clever by the hour. And, boy, if I wish they would put that intelligence and all that effort into doing something good.
I know.
But imagine what we could achieve. I know. I know.
They're trying to get us.
They're constantly, there are people that just sit around in a room all day coming up with ways how to steal people's money.
I know. It's crazy.
That's what they do. They go, hey, what do you got, Charlie? You're working on a new, I got a new hack attack. Yeah, this will be great. All right. So, but this is what they really are doing. And so, you know, because something goes for a while, it has a run, and then people start to get wise to it, and then they come up with something else to try to get you. You're finally onto it, and then they come at you at the different side. So, what is this new one about?
Yeah, so this new one is something that we've all seen. You know, Kim and I laughed about this just last week. I mean, sometimes when you go to a website, you have to prove that you're a human to a computer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
It's called a CAPTCHA. I thought we're supposed to have the computers prove to us that they're human. But the odds were. But so anyway, these capture forms, the hackers have found a way to confuse folks who don't see them all the time. So this is called a click fix attack, and what it does, if you go through that capture and do the few steps that they require, and it's more than the normal steps that you'd normally see yourself doing, it will actually infect you with what's called a sectop rat. Now, IT guys and many people just like to have these acronyms, so the rat part of that is a remote access Trojan. So this gives them access to your computer, and it's all done in the background without you even knowing it.
That is insane. So it's a fake CAPTCHA, then, is how they're doing it?
Exactly. And the hackers can, they call drive-bys, can put these on websites that don't even really have a CAPTCHA. But as human beings, we've been trained to just follow instructions.
Right.
When you're on the computer, that way you're not going to make a mistake.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and you know what a CAPTCHA is. You think about it. You may not have seen a lot, but this one had added a couple of extra steps that most folks who aren't that savvy would, in fact, take those extra steps and cause the problem.
Oh.
Right. I mean, because what are the major red flags that you can look out for so you don't fall for these kinds of things? Because it seems like it's kind of sneaky. You know, CAPTCHA, I will be honest, with the CAPTCHA stuff, I don't even know what's going on in the background. I just click the box so that I can get through to my website.
Oh, I know. Right. Me too.
How many crosswalks do you see in this?
I hate those ones. I don't like those.
I always fail.
I don't like
the identify the pictures because I'm like, it's like, oh, do everything that has a traffic light. And I'm like, okay, but are the poles of the traffic light included? Yes.
No, exactly.
Or like, click the horses. Okay, well, are we doing the hooves of the horse? Because the hooves of the horse are in the final, you know, tiles.
Exactly. I need bicycles.
Exactly.
I don't like any of these.
Oh, yeah, the bicycles.
I mean, that could, it's either, I don't like that. Those are the worst. And then also says something about my eyesight as well.
I failed them a couple times. They're like, you're a robot. And I'm like, I'm not a robot.
I'm a real person.
There's a robot telling you that. You know, it's
true.
They're telling you you're a robot.
Those are my least favorite, by the way, though. I hate those. So we know they put those in there. Then they're the other thing.
Well, maybe David knows. So, David, when you're identifying a bicycle, let's say a little bit of the handle goes just a tiny bit into the tile over. Should we click that tile?
You have to choose the tile.
Okay. Yeah. So now I know I've been doing it right.
Any square that has any portion of the device that they want you to identify has to be identified, and that's because the computer knows what you're doing.
See, this is why we need you, David, because I thought I was going crazy, honestly.
He's playing Where's Waldo.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so this one, it sounds like this, it looks legit, and then it makes it seem like you're taking extra steps, which end up, which you think are going to help you, but it ends up...
Yeah, you think it'd be more secure, Robin. It's really not. They're asking you to do some things on your keyboard that actually copy the PowerShell script to your clipboard, dip a little keyboard, and then hit enter at the end. And think, okay, so I'm going to go through the capture. Well, once you hit enter, everything fires off in the background, and your computer is then able to be controlled remotely by some cyber criminal somewhere.
All right. So what is the advice? What do you do? Or as Beth was talking about, the red flags, or is there anything that seems that would be a giveaway yet that we know?
Yeah. So if you've been to the website before and it did not have a capture previously, do not expect it to have a capture now unless they've told you this on the screen.
Okay.
So you need to be aware of what you're doing. And it's not anything that you have to stop pressing keys on your keyboard, like a control key. Anything like control V copies whatever is on your foremost screen to your clipboard.
Okay.
So, you should never press a control key trying to log onto or into a website.
Okay. Ever. Okay, deal.
So, okay.
Yeah,
They're telling us that this is, We're simply following instructions. That's all we do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
I know. I think also, when people are navigating the internet, they just want to get where they need to go. I mean, it's kind of the same with traffic on the roadways. And so I think we're willing to kind of click wherever we need to go just to get to that website. And so there's a little bit of impatience.
There is a lot of that impatience. I mean, I was now trying to log into these sites and they send you those little codes. On the little five numbers, and I want to copy them down.
Usually, I do not like the code either.
And then you got to enter that, and I just want to go immediately there.
No, I know. And I'm like, does the code have to be caps locks, or are they only sending it to me in caps locks because they're trying to be straightforward?
Oh.
It's always a good question like that. I like it better if they're numbers.
Yeah,
the numbers.
You really can't screw up numbers.
True.
Mm-hmm.
Verification code.
That's why I love the Apple implemented that. Here's your code from your text message so you can log in easily. If only, the computers could do that as well. I think like Apple laptops can probably do it with the iMessage on it. But, your work computers that are more so Windows, I wish it could communicate with my phone more effortlessly because then everything could kind of be seamless. You know, it's a real person trying to log in because they're accessing their phone and then they're using the computer.
So now, if I understand what you're saying about this, you would like Microsoft to make things easier for all of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't hold your breath.
Yeah. I know. Trust me, I will not hold my breath on any computer being effortless and not making us jump through hoops.
Right.
But David Snell, you're pro jumping through hoops because that's what protects us, right?
That's the security that we have to be aware of and have to adhere to. We just have to make sure we're not going above and beyond what it should be.
Well, I'm only going to listen to you, David, and I'm going to, you're going to be our protector, and I'll do what you say, but nobody else.
He's the guy. He's David Snell over at XSmart IT and Wear Him. He's our tech guy. And David, people can go and read the latest blog, right?
They sure can. XSmartIT.com. And there's additional reading from a website that I follow. It's called Dark Reading. It's all about these wonderful cyber attacks that we hear about all the time.
It's
a nice website to take a look at. You'll learn an awful lot and probably get scared.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Dark Reading.
Yeah. But David will be back if you get scared.
He will.
Absolutely.
So no worries.
We'll be back.
XSmartIT. XSmartIT. All right, David, thank you so much.
I am not a robot.
I might be. Beep, beep, boop, boop.
David Snell, xsmartit.com. xsmartit.com. We do it every week at this time on WATD.